And we welcome you into a new version of the Locked On Stars podcast. Kent, we're on camera now. Like, I have no idea what to make. I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what to make of this. But
yeah,
here we are.
Yeah, we're both kind of hand talkers. And so
we are.
The key is like, what is it? What's the rule? Don't get it in front of your face, right?
Yes, don't get it in front of your hands. Keep it down low, lower. Yeah. And just if you have a mic, it's a lot easier because you've got a mic in one hand. But
Yeah. See, we've done this before. We just always done it together. Mics in front of us. We're holding mics. It was, you know, or we were behind a desk, and it was never like this. This is something new.
This is interesting, and certainly we're doing this both video and audio. So you're still getting this episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you usually find your Locked On Stars content. But here we are, once a week now. We're going to be on camera at least for the foreseeable future, Kenneth, or at least until they decide that we're too ugly to be on camera. But until then, we welcome
that may come pretty quickly.
That might be by tomorrow, honestly. But until then, we welcome you into this new edition of the Locked On Stars podcast. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe and staying healthy. This episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. And right now, you can go to builtbar.com and use the promo code Locked On at checkout to get 20% off your first order of Built Bars. Now, Kenneth, now that we're on camera, I'm going to try not to use my hands too much. I'm going to try and keep it. You know, you and I are on FaceTime doing our audio-based podcast. We'll use our hands. I'll use up my hands like all the time, and it just gets out of control sometimes. But you don't see that. But now you will. So we're going to keep it to a minimum, and we're going to get started on Saturday. That's covering the NHL Central Division, covering the moves that have been made by some of the Stars' familiar foes, you know, intra-divisional rivals. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, we covered the three teams that did not make it to the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Minnesota Wild, Nashville Predators, and Winnipeg Jets. Today, we'll touch on the other three teams in the division, Chicago Blackhawks, the St. Louis Blues, and the Colorado Avalanche. But before we get into all of that, Kenneth, I hope you're doing well. I hope it's been a great week for you so far. We haven't talked in a while.
Yeah, once I made it through Monday, Monday night specifically, and
we're not going to talk about that either.
No. Yeah, go listen to Locked On Cowboys for some great Cowboys talk. But once I made it through that, it was it's been a breezy week. It's already Wednesday. Wednesday's almost over, and
we're flying.
And we're basically the week's over, right? After Wednesday, the week's pretty much over.
Basically, Thursday's like Friday Junior, Friday Eve, and then you're in Friday
Junior. I love that. And then Friday's basically the weekend. Yeah,
exactly. But anyways, we've got to get into the Central Division now. And Kenneth, let's go ahead and start it off with. We kind of went in backwards order, or from back to front order. Yet the other day was starting with Winnipeg, going to Minnesota, going to Nashville, kind of going up the standings chart. Today we're going to start at the bottom in terms of teams that made it to the first round, but then we have a method to our madness and how we're going to segue through this. But we're going to start with the Chicago Blackhawks. And, you know, honestly, Kenneth, it's a good thing that we waited until today, because there was a lot of big news in the Blackhawks organization on Tuesday afternoon, specifically with a statement sent out on all social channels. And I think GM Stan Bowman was also on the Chicago Athletic podcast talking about it. And simply put, Kent, I'll read the statement now. They said, "We recently said goodbye to a pair of popular two-time champions and acquired some players via trade and free agency. We understand it was tough to see those respected veterans go and realize you may have some questions about our direction. We'd like to address that direction and share why we're hopeful for the future of Blackhawks hockey. We're committed to developing younger players and rebuilding our roster. We want more than another window to win. We want to reach the summit and stay there, an effort that will require a stockpile of emerging talent to complement our top players. The influx of youth and their progression will provide roster flexibility and depth throughout our lineup. We were already the youngest team in the 2020 playoffs, and several Blackhawks experienced that intensity for the first time. This will help to further establish a culture that embraces the grind of improvement, driven by competitors who are relentless, engaged, and motivated by a team-first mentality to win. As our young players develop and learn how to win consistently, they'll make some mistakes. Inevitably, we'll miss the mark sometimes too, but we'll communicate openly with you on this journey together. We know that what comes next must be more than just words, and that inspires us." Kenneth, long statement, but simply put, short and sweet, the Blackhawks sound like they're ready to dive into a rebuild of sorts.
Yeah, they look like they're poised for that, and from a standing standpoint, and you know they've struggled a little bit over the past couple of years. This past year, prior to the pause, they did finish they had the fewest points in the Central Division through 70 games. They had just 72 points. They struggled for consistency a lot of the time. They had won 6 of their last 10 right before the pause, but as a whole, they were kind of fluttering along, and even in a tight competitive Central Division, they were pretty well out of it. They had a decent showing during the return to play, but as a whole, it's a franchise that was aging a little bit, had some good young talent, but had some veterans that were kind of on the back end of their career. And so you kind of look at what they needed to do to get back competitive, and rebuilding makes some sense, although it sounds like it's probably not the most popular decision in the locker room and in the city.
Yeah, and there was a report shortly after they decided to part ways with Corey Crawford. That was one of the two players that they mentioned, a two-time champion with the Chicago Blackhawks. Obviously, the goaltender for a long time, for the majority of the past decade, Kent, the starting goaltender in Chicago, parted ways with Corey Crawford, who was an unrestricted free agent. Then on the first, was it the first day or was it the second day of free agency? I think it was the first day. It was either the first or second. It was either the first or second day of free agency. They traded Brandon Saad and one prospect.
One prospect.
Dennis Gilbert. they traded here. I have it right here. They traded Brandon Saad and Dennis Gilbert to the Colorado Avalanche in exchange for Nikita Zadorov and Anton Lindholm. So Brandon Saad, another one of those two-time champions, Kent, a well-loved player in the Chicago Blackhawks franchise. Also traded defenseman Ollie Mata to the Wings for center Brad Morrison. Got that one right, Kent. We got that one right off the top of the head. And then also acquired Brandon Peary from the Vegas Golden Knights, rather. And so they certainly have traded for some younger guys. They've traded away some of their veterans. Although Brandon Saad really did have a good year for the Blackhawks. This was actually his second stint with the Blackhawks after being in Columbus for a short while. But Saad was third on the team with goals this past season. And Kenneth, it's tough. It's tough to make these decisions, and it's especially tough, as you said, to find that consistency, and as the statement said, to get back to the summit. Because we've known the Chicago Blackhawks for the past decade is arguably the biggest powerhouse in the NHL. You know, 3 Stanley Cups in the past 11 years, dating back to 2010. You've got that core of Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. You can never go wrong with that duo. But now they're entering some tough waters. Like you said, they were the last place. They were last place team in the Central Division. They were just barely made it into the return to play at the 12th seed overall. And now they have to make some difficult decisions on the direction the team is headed. And it's not always decisions that the team is going to agree with. Jonathan Toews, a report came out on October 11th that he said he was surprised by the Chicago Blackhawks making big changes to the roster, the focus on young players replacing key veterans. He said, "I've never been told that we were going through a rebuild. That has never been communicated to me, for that matter. A lot of this comes as a shock because it's a completely different direction than we expected." And Kenneth, you have to side with him a little bit there. You have to agree with him because the Blackhawks made it to the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They beat the Edmonton Oilers in the qualifiers and got into a matchup with Vegas, who, as we've talked about a lot, was arguably the most complete team in the West this year.
Yeah, they had, like I said, they had a decent showing in the return to play, but there was also a little bit of, was this just kind of the oddity that was coming back into the bubble and playing those play-in tournaments and just kind of a different circumstance? Was that just kind of a product of that oddity and that kind of that weird scenario? And I think it probably was. I think the Blackhawks have some talented players, but I think when you're looking at the Central Division, you know, they're well off the pace of, I think, the top three, which is obviously the Stars, the Blues, and the Avalanche. And then you look at a team like the Predators, and even the Wild, and the Jets, and you go, okay, those teams, I think, could be trending in the right direction, especially you look at some of the Jets or somebody like that. And so you look at the Blackhawks, and there's kind of this idea of they're kind of just hovering. They didn't seem like they were progressing. They weren't getting younger and getting more talented, but they were not also making big moves to bring in veterans to get better now. They were kind of hovering. So committing one way or the other makes some sense. They signed Matthias Janmark. former Dallas Star to a one-year deal. That's a move that signals, hey, we're rebuilding. We want to be competitive, but we're rebuilding. Matthias Janmark, obviously an effective player, but I've said before, wouldn't be shocked if he's moved at the deadline by Chicago. And they continue, they look to recoup maybe some younger assets, prospects, draft picks, whatever. So that kind of fits into that mold. That's kind of the signing that I think is most pertinent to most Stars fans. But yeah, this is probably, it's been a couple of years coming, although I do understand the frustration of a guy like Jonathan Toews, who's been there for so long, feels like he should be, I think, more plugged into what's going on, the direction of the team, and to have this kind of sprung on you would definitely be frustrating.
Yeah, and it's certainly, in addition to that, still going to be there for a little while. Kenneth, both Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane signed through the next three seasons. They're obviously the core of the Blackhawks. And to see, you know, going into a rebuild in your final, in the final years of your, the big contracts that you signed with this franchise in the heyday, obviously has to be frustrating to an extent for both Toews and Kane. You know, even some of those old other guys down the line, Kenneth, Duncan, Keith, is that big group is seeing a lot of change in the locker room now. And that's what happens when you sign long-term deals with the team. But like you said, Matthias Janmark signs a one-year deal with the Blackhawks. They also re-signed Dominik Kubalík, who is a Calder Trophy finalist this past year. He got a two-year deal. Malcolm Subban agreed to a two-year contract. He and Colin DeLeo will now be the goaltending duo going forward. That's interesting to think in. Now that Corey Crawford's over in New Jersey, we've known Crawford to be that starter for the Blackhawks for so long. But certainly a sign of change coming to the Chicago Blackhawks organization. It'll be interesting to see just how that pans out moving forward, Kenneth. And they just need that consistency, like you mentioned. But we'll talk more about the Blackhawks as we get closer to next season in our kind of Central Division preview right now, just focusing on free agency and trades over the weeks. And we've got two more interesting teams to talk about, Kenneth, in terms of the Colorado Avalanche and the St. Louis Blues. We'll get right to them right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment.
Before we step away from the best-selling authors of The Daily Stoic comes the ultimate stoicism guide to success, resilience, and virtue, to accept what you cannot control and adapt to what you can. Sports teams across the country are applying this popular philosophy by using stoicism's key idea that you control how you respond and play. You don't control what the refs and fans do or how the ball bounces. It's about what you did to adapt. Lives of the Stoics, The Art of Living from Zeno to Marcus Aurelius is available now wherever books are sold.
And we welcome you back here at the Locked On Stars podcast. Kenneth, Wednesday, it's hump day. We're now almost 2 weeks into NHL free agency and the bulk of the NHL offseason. Things are really starting to quiet down. But there was also a report yesterday from Pierre LeBrun, I think it was yesterday, that this Friday NHL GMs will meet, I think, over a conference call. I think. I read the story, but I've slept since then. Meeting to begin discussions, to continue discussions about what next season might look like, when next season could start, and just how what the format's going to be going forward. But until we get to that point, we've got more free agency to talk about in the Central Division, specifically with the Colorado Avalanche and the St. Louis Blues. We mentioned the Avalanche just a minute ago, Kenneth, because arguably their biggest move of this free agency period being for Brandon Saad from the Sharks in exchange for Nikita Zadorov. So they're letting go of one of their defensive pieces, but they're getting a Brandon Saad who, it's funny, Kenneth, because it actually kind of caught me off guard when I looked earlier and realized that Brandon Saad's 27 years old. Because obviously he's a two-time Stanley Cup champion with the Blackhawks, and I was expecting him to be a little older. Like, I don't keep up with Brandon Saad's age as consistently as I should. But it was interesting, Kenneth, that he's 27. He's just now entering the prime of his career. And so the Avalanche are adding just another bona fide offensive threat to their already loaded offensive lineup.
Yeah, Saad obviously is. I think part of the reason you think of him as older is because he's been moved a couple of times now. He started his career with Chicago, then went to Columbus for a couple of years, and then was back in Chicago. He's a solid player, right? He's not going to, you know, wow you over the top putting up, you know, point per game numbers. But, you know, over the past couple of years, he's been effective. Last season, 33 points in 58 games. You go before that, 47 points in 80 games. So we're in that kind of that a little over half a point per game mark, which is an effective player. And you add him to a Colorado Avalanche team that is already teeming with scoring talent. But their problem was they did not have the depth scoring that they needed, especially in the postseason. We saw that when they played the Stars. The Stars were able to kind of put the clamps at times down on their top guys, Nathan MacKinnon, kind of the leader of that group. And so it was up to the depth guys to get things going, and they struggled to do so. So now you have Brandon Saad, an effective player who should be able to kind of score from those, you know, second line kind of scores, add a little bit of depth to the forward group, an important signing. And then you look at some of their free agents. They brought back a lot of the guys that they had. They were UFAs, Andrei Burakovsky, Val Nichushkin, Sheldon Dries. They bring back Ryan Graves as well on multi-years deals, Tyson Yost. They brought back a lot of their free agents, and then, of course, added Brandon Saad. This was a talented team. You know, they finished second in the Central Division before the pause for COVID-19. They made it to the second round of the playoffs, took the Dallas Stars to seven games, and they're a young good team, which is scary for the Central Division. The fact that they're getting better, but they're not really getting older per se. Brandon Saad is 27, right, like you mentioned, and he makes them better as a team. So they're an interesting team to watch. I think they potentially could be the favorites to win the division going into next season. When you look at what they have, I mean, Nathan MacKinnon's arguably the best player in the league right now. And then you continue to build around him like they've done. And they're so, so difficult to stop. They've got Cale Makar, who's one of the best young defensemen in the NHL. So they're an interesting team to watch, and they're getting better. And the fact that they were able to retain so much of their talent, they were ahead of schedule. When they made it to the second round, took the Stars to seven games, were really an overtime goal away from making the Western Conference Final. They're kind of ahead of schedule when you look at how young their roster is. So the fact that they're getting better and they're retaining all that talent means they're just going to continue to develop, continue to get better. And I think they're going to enter this season, I think, as one of the favorites in the Western Conference and potentially the favorite in the Central Division.
Yeah, I think that's a very accurate assumption, and certainly not only for this year, but the years to come, because as you mentioned, a very young team, lots of talent on offense, lots of talent on defense, and then Philip Grubauer and Pavel Francouz only getting better in the crease for the Avalanche, and like you said, Ken, just one goal away from the Western Conference Final, as Dallas Stars fans know rather well. On the departure side, Ken, losing names like Matt Nieto, Vladislav Namestnikov, just those two, actually, in particular, that most Stars fans will remember not only from the regular season, but specifically from the playoffs. And so, Kenneth, this team, and then also, you know, we haven't even mentioned, they also traded one day later after the Brandon Saad trade. They traded for Devon Tate, the New York Islanders defenseman that's only 26 years old, had a really good season with the Islanders. He's only been in the league 2 years. Certainly a developing into a solid defenseman, especially in a defense-first system like the New York Islanders. So they're stockpiling a lot of young talent, Kenneth, and that really should strike some concern into the majority of the division that this team is only getting better. And they certainly did that this offseason with some big moves. And we'll have to see how it pays off once next season begins. Kenneth, moving forward, we got one more team to talk about, and it's a team that the Dallas Stars fans know rather well. We'll talk about the St. Louis Blues right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment.
Before we step away, once again, we've talked to you about Built Bar and how amazing Built Bars are. They are the best tasting protein bar ever, and they're coming back better than ever. That's right. They got even better. More delicious. They got six new flavors: caramel brownie cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. That's on top of their 12 original flavors, including banana nut bread, our favorite here at the Locked On Stars podcast. These bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft. They're easy to chew. They're great if you're a health conscious guy. Maybe you're trying to lose a little weight. Maybe maintain your weight, but you want to indulge in something really, really good. Look towards Built Bar. One of the flavor profiles, look at the peanut butter bar. Remember, covered in 100% chocolate, 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 net carbs. That's unbelievable for a bar covered in 100% chocolate. They taste great. They're good for you. And right now, our listeners can go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com.
Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, wrapping up this Wednesday edition. Kenneth, this is episode 152 for us?
151.
I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry. This is 151 is just as, if not even more important than 152. So regardless, happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're all staying safe and healthy during these crazy times, Kenneth. It's crazy that it's already mid-October, almost late. I mean, you could even say it's late October at this point. Mm-hmm. Crazy that Halloween's a couple days away. Thanksgiving will be here before we know it, and Christmas. But before I know that was just a quick praise there. But that's me. But regardless, rolling right through 2020, rolling through this NHL offseason, and it's been a busy offseason through the first 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks, give or take 2 weeks. In 2 days, mm-hmm. It'd be that 2 week mark. But it's been a busy one for the Central Division in particular, Kent. Every team making some sort of move, a lot of team franchise altering moves. We talked about the Chicago Blackhawks kind of committing to a rebuild with a statement sent out on Tuesday. We talked last Saturday about the Winnipeg Jets, Nashville Predators, and Minnesota Wild. Predators having a big roster turnover going into free agency. Jets and happened with Patrick Laine moving forward. Minnesota Wild, you know, they have a new coach now. They got Cam Talbot signed, making a couple moves as well, losing Aaron and traded Devin Dubnyk and Ryan Donato. And now, obviously, the Colorado Avalanche, as we said just a minute ago, stockpiling a lot more talent this offseason, somehow finding a way to make it all work, Kenneth, under a flat cap world. That's very impressive. And still having $5.9 million in cap space to re-sign two more RFAs in Devon Toews and Vladislav Kamenev. But we have one more team to talk about now, and that's the St. Louis Blues, a team that the Dallas Stars fans know very well. We've known them through the past few years in the playoffs. We've known them in some really heated regular season battles. But this year, Kenneth, Stars didn't get a chance to run into the St. Louis Blues in the playoffs. They were eliminated in the first round by the Vancouver Canucks after a pretty underwhelming showing in the round robin. And so we knew there was going to be some change for the prior defending champs in the St. Louis Blues. But there were some big changes, Kenneth, namely on their blue line, Alex Pietrangelo, in free agency, longtime St. Louis Blue and captain, signs with the Vegas Golden Knights, and then bringing in Torrey Krug from the Boston Bruins. A very interesting turnaround for the St. Louis Blues, in addition to trading their backup goaltender Jake Allen to the Montreal Canadiens. What do the Blues look like right now?
Yeah, they're a team that I think felt like they needed to make a bit of a splash. They kind of crashed out of the playoffs last year. They were knocked out in the first round.
Yeah.
And this was a team that was obviously the defending Stanley Cup champions. They had aspirations of repeating. They were supposed to be one of the favorites. They at the time of the pause, they were leading the Central Division. This was a team that had high hopes. They kind of crashed out, and it kind of had this feeling of, okay, where do we go now? Because you look at them as a team, and they're not old, but they're not super young either. And so this right. felt like a team that they had to make some sort of move. Obviously, they lose Alex Pietrangelo, which was a pretty big blow, but they replaced him with Torrey Krug, who was, you know, up there with Pietrangelo, is probably the two best UFA defensemen out there on the market. They signed him to a 7-year, $45.5 million contract. So he's going to be a mainstay. And there was reports when they signed him that they were still not closing the door on Alex Pietrangelo, not really sure how they would have made that work financially, but they right. at the time were apparently not closing the door on bringing back Alex Pietrangelo. But this is a team that I think they see, okay, we've got to win now. You look at who they're locked up in some big money long-term. You look at Ryan O'Reilly's got 3 years left on his deal at $7.5 million. Braden Schenn's through 26-27 at $6.5 million. Then obviously Justin Faulks at $6.5 million for a number of years. And then now you had Torrey Krug. I think there's a team that goes, okay, we're locked up. We got to go now. They've won the Stanley Cup two seasons ago. They go, okay, they crashed out last year. They go, we got to make a push now to bring in Krug. And I think they look over their shoulders and they go, okay, the Colorado Avalanche are hot on our tail right now. They finished second in the Central Division, just 2 points back of the Blues in one fewer game. So, you know, they theoretically win that game. They're level on points with the Blues during the regular season. The Stars, obviously, also in the division, go on and win the Western Conference, go to Stanley Cup Final. And so the Stars are a talented team that I think have really kind of found their footing. And so you look over your shoulder and you go, hey, we should be the favorites in this division. but I don't think we are anymore. And so we had to make an impact move. Torrey Krug, obviously the biggest of those. He's a very, very talented defenseman from the Boston Bruins, who's basically a 50-point per year player. Yeah. And solid defensively as well. So it'll be interesting. I think Colorado's probably the favorite in the division across the regular season to win it. But I think St. Louis is still very, very talented. A lot's going to ride on Jordan Binnington. Had a little bit of a sophomore slump last year. Can he kind of right the ship a little bit and kind of find that stellar form we saw from him in the postseason 2 years ago that led them to the Stanley Cup final? There's a lot that needs to kind of adapt for this team, but it's still an incredibly talented roster that is very, very much in win-now mode.
Yeah, absolutely. I see some parallels, Kenneth, between the Stars and the Blues and the fact that there is that win now mentality. The roster is built to win now, because in 3 years, the roster could look very drastically different, not only in terms of players, but in terms of the age of certain players and players moving out of their prime and moving into the final days of their career 3 to 5 years down the road. Certainly a lot to watch for in St. Louis, a team that look to be at the pinnacle of success and look to be a Stanley Cup challenger for the next couple of years, getting bounced in round one. Of course, this was an odd year for all teams. It certainly, I mean, you see the St. Louis Blues getting knocked out in round one. The Washington Capitals got knocked out in the qualifying round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So it was a weird year for everybody, but certainly the Central Division is only getting stronger, Kenneth, especially near the top. Stars getting that confidence from their run to the Stanley Cup final, as you said. Avalanche were a favorite this year, will definitely be a favorite going into next year after a busy first couple days of free agency. So a lot to watch for in this Central Division. A lot of fun to keep an eye on, Kenneth, because this division, as we said on Saturday, is always competitive. It's always tight. There's never any team slacking. As we said, this was the only division where every team qualified for the return to play this season among the four divisions of the NHL. And there are, you know, reports that the divisions will be split up next year. There are reports that the Stars might be in a division with the you know, Californias and Arizonas, the Western, really Western Conference teams. And I know Stars fans don't want to hear that. I know they don't. I don't either. I don't want to hear those 9:30 start times anymore. But anyways, there's a lot of moving parts in trying to determine the safest and best and most accessible way to start up this 2020-2021 campaign. It'll be a fun one, but regardless, Central Division looking solid as always, Ken. Lots of teams going a lot of different directions, but the common theme is that every team has the chance to either contend or surprise. So, other than that, I think that's about all we've got for this Wednesday episode and our first on-camera episode. I don't think I have my hands up too much, so I think that's a plus.
It's struggle for me because like when we're recording, like I'm a hand in on my face.
I know, you do this a lot.
I'm looking at a bunch of different directions.
Yeah, and not listening to me.
You gotta adapt a little bit.
But I think we didn't burn anything down. So I think that's a positive. And other than that, Kenneth, you got any final words for us before we sign off?
Yeah, if you're new to listening to us, maybe you're catching us on WFAA, you're not catching us on podcast form. We are a daily format podcast, so if you want to hear more from us, we'll be with you throughout the offseason and next season. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnStars, and then hit subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so we show up in your feed every single day. You can follow our personal accounts as well. I believe they're right below our faces, but I'm at Kenneth_Nash19, and Josh is at Josh_Clark02.
There we are. See that, Kenneth?
I like it. Yeah, you had the wrong side there.
It took me a minute. Whatever. Other than that, hope you're all doing well. Hope you're all staying safe and staying healthy. And we'll talk to you in audio form tomorrow and should be back next week here in video form once as well. Until then, have a great Wednesday.